Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Moshe Gavriel ben Yehudis, Bracha v'atzlacha b'chom ase yadav, for Chaim Yoshua ben Ephraim HaKohen, Bracha v'atzlacha b'chom ase yadav, and for Baron Yisrael ben Moshe Mordechai, Bracha v'atzlacha b'chom ase yadav, and for David Shukra Adla ben Rachel, Bracha v'atzlacha b'chom ase yadav. We'll be learning the inyan of shtaris, very favorite topic of mine, based on the Shirei HaRav and the beginning of the Sefer. Rashi writes the beginning of Gittin, Dibur Maschut Tzarech, for Shliach Zeh, this Shliach has to say, B'fanei Nechtam, Habal Asoi Shliach LaHalacha. The husband made him a Shliach to bring the get to his wife. So we see that Rashi holds that only a Shliach LaHalacha has to say B'fanei Nechtam, and not a Shliach LaKabbalah. And what would appear to be the reason is that the takana of B'fanei Nechtav and B'fanei Nechtav is because there's a chash that the get isn't kosher, it wasn't written l'shma. So there's room to be choshesh only before Kabbalas HaGet B'Torah's Gerish. And so when the get is given to the Shliach L'Halacha, now until the woman actually receives the get, there's a chash that the get isn't kosher. But after the woman was makabel the get, and she's holding on to the get, B'Torah's Baal HaShtar, there can no longer be a chash that it's puzzle. Because that's the Iker Din of Shtar, that when the Baal HaShtar is Teufes in the Shtar, the shtar, this is a big yesod in Brisk and other places, the shtar is made oif zich, the shtar is made on itself that it is kosher. So Mamela, she's holding on to this get, the shtar is made that the shtar is kosher. It's also muchach like that from the Gemara later on, Gimel Aral, that kiyum shtar is the rabbanan, because eidem achasum ma'al shtar nas the kumisha nechgore idusim beveizdin. That the kiyum shtar is the rabbanan, because if you have eidem that are signed on the shtar, it's like their testimony was examined in the beizdin. In other words, d'oraisa, you don't need kiyum, because the shtar is made on itself that it's not mezuyif. So we're going to be choshish before the get is actually given, but after the get is given, it's given to a shlich like Kabbalah, and we're not asking questions anymore, because the shtar is made on itself that it's not mezuyif. And therefore we understand again why a shlich l'alacha to say b'fanei nechtav and not a shlich like Kabbalah. That tfisas shlich Kabbalah is ketfisas ha'isha. If the shlich like Kabbalah gets it, so then it's like the woman holding on to it, that it's effective enough that the get is made on itself that it's kosher, and there's no longer chash that it's mezuyif, was nichtav shelo lishma, and memela you don't need an amira of b'fanei nechtav and b'fanei nechtam. With this we can understand what it says later on in the Gemara and the Avheim at Beis, Hamevi get medina seminas and lo v'lar melo b'fanei nechtam yotzi v'vlad mamzer. If he didn't say b'fanei nechtam, then they have to get divorced and the child is mamzer. Divra meir chamomim, no, the vlad isn't a mamzer. What should he do? He should take it back and give it to her again and say b'fanei nechtav u'b'fanei nechtam. So we have to understand, why does he have to take it back? Why isn't it just enough for him to say b'fanei nechtav b'fanei nechtam? We're playing this game for, give it back, say b'fanei nechtav b'fanei nechtam, and give it back to her. No, just say b'fanei nechtav b'fanei nechtam. The answer is that as long as she is holding on to the get, she is tofes the get kabbalas hashtar, and therefore there's edus from the shtar on its kashrus, and there's no need for the edus of b'fanei nechtav, and therefore the amir of b'fanei nechtav is not shayich when she is tofes the get, and therefore he has to take it from her and then say b'fanei nechtav. So you see again, the woman holding on to the get, or shlich like holding on to the get, is gives it the status of being a kosher get, and because the get is made on itself, and the baal shtar is holding on to it. So ein mal daber, there's no b'fanei nechtav to talk about. There's only beforehand. So you give it back, then you say b'fanei nechtav, and then you hand the get back over. But because until it's given over, then the shtar isn't saying anything yet. It has to be. We're not judging if the shtar is kosher until it was given over. So before it was given, you say b'fanei nechtav, but once it's already in the hands of the woman, it's already too late, because now it has a chazak of being kosher, so there's no reason to say b'fanei nechtav. And we can prove what we said, that the shtar is made on itself that it's kosher, from what it says in Ksubis, that if two people were made on the edim of a shtar, that they are puzzle, it's shrei u'shrei. Rashi, dibur amaschul shrei u'shrei ninu, explains that the edei hashtar are two, and the Eidim HaPoslim are two. But wait a second. The Gemara says that the Eidei HaShtar are considered like two Eidim on the kashrus of themselves, because they're be'etzim being made that we are kosher, and then two people are saying, no, you're not kosher, so it's two against two. But this is shver. How are they believed to testify about their own kashrus? They're the Baalei Dvarim. So how they believe to testify? Why is it different than Eidim that were made al peh bevezdin, that they're not considered like they're being testifying about the kashrus of themselves? And if two other Eidim come and say, hey, you guys are pusel, we don't say treyu trey, they're pusel. So why here by a shtar do we say that no, they're testifying about their own kashrus? So from Dantes Gitzringen, Muzman Zogin, as they say in Brisk, that Eidus B'Shtar is different because the Shtar includes within it Eidus on the kashrus of the Shtar. And that's Midin Miyuchad B'Shtar, Shtar Meir Al Atzmo, Shehu Kosher. Beautiful. The Ravid in the third parak of Ishus and Halacha Tesvav holds that just like we need Eidim for the Kiyum Hadavar, Be'etzim Gerushin V'Kiddushin, so too you need Eidim the Kiyum Hadavar B'minui Shlichus LeHolacha. When you're Meman Shlichim LeHolacha to bring the get, you need Eidei Kiyum to make this, to make them Shlichim. The Ravid also says that Shliach LeHolacha Shliach LeHolacha, who brings a get, the get is mochiach that the Baal was mimanehim a shliach. So we see that a hochacha, a proof from the tfisas haget, from the fact that he brings the get, that is effective like Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar, because again, the Ravid holds that you need Eidim L'Kiyum HaDavar to make the Gerushin and Kedushin happen. And so too you need Eidim for Kiyom HaDavar B'minu Shlichus LaHolacha. But he also says that a Shliach HaLacha that brings the get is Mochich, that the Baal was Takam Emanim Shliach. So you see that holding on to the get is like Eidus L'Kiyom HaDavar. So you see from this Ravid, like we've been saying, that a Hechacha Mitfisas HaShtar, holding on to the Shtar, is like Eidus. So it would seem from the Ravid that the proof from Tfisas HaGet is that the Shliach LaHolacha that the Hochacha from the Tfisas HaGet that he is a Shliach LaHolacha is only made Eidus HaGet, and it's not Talui in the Ne'amanus of the Shliach himself. The get is being made that he was mismane a shliach, but not that he has ne'amanus on himself. And if so, what the Ravid says in the sixth parak of Gerushin in Halacha Zayin, that if somebody is pasul ba'avera min haTorah, he's kosher la'havas get. That's l'shitaso. You don't need ne'amanus of a shliach l'holacha to prove that the husband sent him. You don't need the ne'amanus of the shliach l'holacha that the husband sent him. And this is similar to a malverasha who puts out a shtar chov on his friend, and it's pashut that this Malviz Arasha Erhatnishka Ne'amanus, he doesn't have Ne'amanus, nevertheless the Love is not Ne'aman to say Parati. Why is the Love not Ne'aman to say Parati? Because we say Shtarech Biyadi my boy. So the Malviz is going to say, what am I holding on to your Shtar for if you paid it up? So this tain of shtarech biyadi, my boy, what's your shtar doing in my hand, is because of the hochach of the shtar. That's the shtar proving it, and it's not dependent on the ne'amanus of the malve. Beautiful. Now, the Rambam there writes in Hilchos Ishus, aval ha'ish she'asa shliach lekadesh le'isha, a man who made a shliach to be Makadish, his wife, Eino tzarech la'asoysoy be'edim, she'ein makom be'edim b'shlichus ha'ish. He made an shliach to be mekadesh his wife. He doesn't have to make these edim. He doesn't have to make them shlichim be'edim, because the only reason you need edim b'shlichus ha'ish is lahodia amitas hadavar, is to prove that it's true. You don't need edim l'kiyom hadavar, just to be mevarer. L'fikach, therefore, im hodu ha'shaliach v'hamishaleach einan tzrichim edim. If the shliach and the mishaleach were moideh, you don't need edim. If the shliach and mishaleach were moideh, you don't need edim, because the edim are just there to be mevarer amitas hadavar. So the Rambam holds that you don't need edim l'kiyum hadavar b'minui shaliach leholacha. And it also appears that he doesn't hold like the Ravid, that the get is meir, that he's a shliach leholacha. Why? Because the get is meir, why do you need the edus of the shliach on his minui? Why do you need him to say that he was appointed? Why isn't the shtar enough? So the Rambam is arguing about edim l'kiyum hadavar l'b'minui shliach leholacha. You don't need edim l'kiyum hadavar. And he also doesn't hold that the get is made that he's a shliach leholacha, because he has to himself say that he was a shliach. And it's also much for the Rambam writes, 6th parak of Gerush and Halacha Zayin, ha'psulim ba'averim midivrei Torah, p'sulim la'avos seget, mi'avir raise a puzzle. That if a person's puzzle ba'averim midivrei Torah, he's puzzle from bringing a get. And if he brings the get, it's the get is puzzle. So we see that we require the ne'amanus of the shliach to be koveah that he's a shliach la'halacha, and it's not enough that he's holding on to the get. You need ne'amanus ha'shliach. So this is a very fundamental difference between him and the Ravid. The Ravid says, you don't need ne'amanus ha'shliach. The Rambam says, you do need ne'amanus ha'shliach. The Rambam says, the Ravid says that the shtar is made on himself. And the Rambam says, no. The get is not made that he's a shliach la'ilacha. And the shtar kedushin is not made, because you need the edus of the shliach himself on his minui. It says later on in the Gemara, and Daf Chof Dalid, like this. The Mishnah says that even women who are not believed to say Meis Bala, that her husband died, are believed to bring their get, because the Ksav is Mechiach. The Gemara Chof Dalid Amar Alef is Medayik, that the Mishnah is talking about Eretz Yisrael, because it says that the Ksav is Mechiach, but it doesn't say the Ksav Upeh. There's no Pfanenech to Pfanenech, there's no Peh. So you see from there is a Raya Barura L'shitas HaRaivid, that it's enough that she's holding on to the get, that she is a shliach leholacha. And we don't require an emanus of the shliach himself, because there's no peh. There's just the shtar. Because L'shitas HaRambam, you would need hochachas ksav upeh. You'd also need the hochach of the aid. But according to the Raivid, you don't, and this Gemara says you don't, so it's a proof like the Ravid. So even though we said that according to the Rambam, shtar is not made that is shliach lahalacha, but the Rambam would seem not arguing with the Yisod Din that shtar, shetofes bo bala shtar, that if the bala shtar is holding on to the shtar, that testifies that everything was done by kashrus. It's just the Rambam holds that the tfisas hashaliach leholacha beget doesn't have a din tfisas baal hashtar, and the get is not misyaches to him to testify about it that he was mismane l'shaliach, because he's not baal hashtar, and therefore we need his ne'amanus to establish that he is a shliach laholacha. So enochinam, even the Rambam holds that a shtar is made on itself, that it's kosher. Just when it comes to a shliach laholacha, he has to testify he's made a shliach laholacha, and it's not enough that he has a shtar, because he's not considered the baal shtar, and therefore the shmar is not testifying that he's actually the one who's supposed to be bringing it. So hayotze midvareinu, it emerges that the Rambam and the Ravid are arguing on two issues. The Rambam holds that minu shliach laholacha doesn't require edim l'kiyum hadavar, because it's not a davar shebe'erva. Rambam holds that only a minui shliach lekabbalah is a davar shebe'erva, not a minui shliach lehalacha. And the Rambam also holds that the tfisas shliach lehalacha beget does not have a din tfisas baal shtar, and therefore ein edus mehaget that he is a shliach lehalacha, and therefore he has to say that he is. The Ravid thinks it with the Rambam, and he says that a minui shliach laholacha is a davar shebe'erva. You need eidim l'kiyum hadavar, and he holds that tfisis hashaliach b'haget, when the shliach is holding out to the get, that is like the tfisis baal hashtar, and there's eidus from the get to be mekayim the shlichus. And it would seem that the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid, if you require eide kiyum for minui shliach laholacha, is lishitatam in the seventh parak of Ishus in halacha of Gimel. Rambam there writes a mekadish al tnai v'chazar achar kama yamim uvitel atnai av al pisha batlo beino leveina shelo b'fnei edim batel atnai. Person mekadish al tnai, a few days later is mevatel atnai, and those mevatel it among themselves, shelo b'fnei edim atnai is batel, and she's mekudeshes stam, the Ravid is masig eino kain, sorry, not so ela im kain kinses stam be'edim dehavalei kamoshe bitel to know be'edim. So it's only if he did nesuin stam without being mekabel the kind of tnai be'edim, because then it's like he was mevatel the tnai be'edim. So we see that the Rambam and the Ravid are arguing if you need eide kiyum for mechilas hatnai. The Rambam says that you don't need eide kiyum for mechilas hatnai, and the Ravid says that you do. And it would seem that their machlokas is that the Ravid holds that any maisa that's nogea to the chalos kedushin or to the bitul kedushin requires eidei kiyum. The Rambam holds no; they require eidei kiyum only for the etzem maisa kedushin or gerushin, and not for other things, not for tznai. And memela b'inyan minu shliach laholacha, it's the same machlokes. The Ravid holds that you do need eidei kiyum, even though it's not part and parcel of the etzem kedushin, and the Rambam holds that you don't. So, obviously, we have a lot more to say on this topic, and Mirza Shem, B'siyat D'Shmaya, but we learned some very, very big Yisodas here in Shtaris and Gittin. And we should be Zocha, Lilmod U'Lilamed, Lishmor V'Lasso, Sulakayim is called Divrei, Salma Tereso, V'Ahava, Amen, V'Amen, Shalom, Shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.